On his 19th birthday, accused killer Steven Spader turns convicted killer. A Nashua jury deliberated for a little more than an hour before finding Spader guilty on all six counts against him in his first-degree murder trial. He was also found guilty of attempted murder, conspiracy, and burglary.
Madam Foreperson, or juror number one, what is your individual verdict on the knowingly first-degree murder charge, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
WBZ's Bernice Corpuz is covering the trial and the verdict. She joins us live from Nashua Superior Court. Bernice?
Well, Lori Spader showed no emotion as the jury foreman read the verdict. Guilty on all six charges, including two versions of first-degree murder in the death of Kimberly Cates and attempted murder on her daughter, Jamie. So David Cates, the father and husband of the victims, was seen wiping tears in the front row. The first time he has done so in court throughout the nine-day trial, he has been composed as he listened through all the gruesome details of what happened to his wife and daughter inside their home. Today, as you said, is Spader's 19th birthday, and he was given an automatic life sentence for the charge of first-degree murder. The prosecutor made recommendations that he also serve consecutively, terms for the other charges, but the judge has not yet made the decision whether that will happen. But no matter how you add up, Steven Spader will spend the rest of his life behind bars. Reporting live in Nashville, Bernice Corpuz, WBZ News Radio 1030.
Bernice, the husband of murder victim Kimberly Cates, just read an impact statement.
Kim was beautiful, and she will forever remain in our hearts, and her spirit will always live on in each one of us who were so blessed to have shared in her life. For Kim was about life and living.
He went on to say he had no idea what impact this tragedy will have on his daughter, Jamie, who survived. Let's see if we can reconnect with a live piece in Nashua. This is the judge speaking.
Sentencing, which are punishment, specific deterrence, general deterrence, segregation from the community, and rehabilitation. And I find that all of those goals are met by the sentence proposed by the state. Based on all of the above, I could go on for days and days and days about the depth of your depravity, but it is sufficient to say that you belong in a cage. For that reason, I am sentencing you consecutively to the maximum penalties which apply to your remaining convictions to ensure that you stay in that cage for the rest of your pointless life. As such, you are sentenced as follows. I have sentenced you already on 10S241. On 10S242, the charge of attempted murder on Jamie Cates, finding of guilty is entered. You are sentenced to the New Hampshire State Prison for not more than life, nor less than 50 years. There is added to the minimum sentence a disciplinary period equal to 150 days for each year of the minimum term of your sentence to be prorated for any part of the year. The sentence is to be served as follows, stand committed, commencing today. This sentence is consecutive to 10S241. The following conditions of this sentence are applicable. You are to participate meaningfully and complete any counseling, treatment, and educational programs as directed by the correctional authority. You are ordered to be of good behavior and comply with all the terms of this sentence. Do you understand the terms of this sentence?
Yes.
In 10S243, the conspiracy to commit murder charge, a finding of guilty is entered. You are sentenced in the New Hampshire State Prison for not more than 30 years, nor less than 15 years. There is added to the minimum sentence a disciplinary period equal to 150 days for each year of the minimum term of your sentence to be prorated for any part of the year. The sentence is to be served as follows. Stand committed, commencing today. This sentence is consecutive to dockets number 241 and 242. The following conditions of this sentence are applicable. You are to participate meaningfully and complete any counseling, treatment, and educational programs as directed by the correctional authority. You are ordered to be of good behavior and comply with all the terms of this sentence. Do you understand the terms of this sentence?
Yes.
In 10S245, finding of guilty is entered. This is the conspiracy to commit burglary. You are sentenced to the New Hampshire State Prison for not more than 15 years. Nor less than 7.5 years. There is added to the minimum sentence a disciplinary period equal to 150 days for each year of the minimum term of your sentence to be prorated for any part of the year. The sentence is to be served as follows. Stand committed, commencing today. This sentence is consecutive to 241, 242, and 243. Other conditions of this sentence are that you are to participate meaningfully and complete any counseling, treatment, and educational programs as directed by the correctional authority. You are ordered to be of good behavior and comply with all the terms of this sentence. Do you understand the terms of this sentence?
Yes.
Finally, in 10S244, the tampering with witnesses. A finding of guilty is entered. You are sentenced to the New Hampshire State Prison for not more than 7 years, nor less than 3.5 years. There is added to the minimum sentence a disciplinary period equal to 150 days for each year of the minimum term of your sentence to be prorated for any part of the year. The sentence is to be served as follows. Stand committed, commencing today. This sentence is consecutive to docket number 241, 242, 243, and 245. The following conditions of this sentence are applicable. You are to participate meaningfully and complete any counseling, treatment, and educational programs as directed by the correctional authority. You are ordered to be of good behavior and comply with all the terms of this sentence. Do you understand the terms of this sentence?
Yes.
The clerk will advise you of your right to sentence review on these remaining charges.
Stephen Spader, you are hereby notified that you have the right to apply for a review of the state prison sentences imposed on you today. The application may be filed within 30 days after the date of sentence, but not thereafter, except for good cause shown. If you file such an application, your sentence will be reviewed by a board of 3 members who will be either judicial referees and/or superior court judges. Review of the sentence may result in a decrease or increase of the minimum or maximum term within the limits fixed by law, or there may be no change in the sentence. A form for making application, if you wish to do so, is set forth below. The state also has the right to apply for sentence review. Let the record reflect that I'm going to give to each counsel for each side their application for sentence review.
You're listening to WBZ Radio Boston, a live feed from the Nashua Superior Court, where we just heard damning words from Judge Jillian Abramson saying Stephen Spader belongs in a cage for the rest of his pointless life, and she is putting him in that cage. Of course, on the first-degree murder conviction, it is automatic life in prison under New Hampshire state law. On the other felony counts against him, attempted murder, 50 years to life for his attempted killing of Jamie Cates, who was 11 years old at the time of the machete attack. And on the other count, the first count of conspiracy to commit murder, the judge imposed a 15 to 30 year sentence to be served consecutively. On the second count of conspiracy to commit burglary, Spader received 7 to 18 years. And finally, tampering with the witnesses, 3 to 7 years in jail. But again, damning words from Judge Abramson. Guilty on all 6 counts. Stephen Spader turning 19 today. Bernice Corpus covering the trial. Stay tuned to her reports throughout the day.